Robot Song is a theatre production that focuses on 11-year-old Juniper as she builds a robot. Juniper is on the autism spectrum, and the production shows how she experiences relationships and challenges in a unique way. Jolien James is writer, director, and designer of Robot Song. He told The Wire's Sarah Martin, the play is semi-autobiographical, prompted by his son's autism diagnosis.
In a lot of ways, it kind of forced my partner and I to radically reassess how we parent him and how to be good parents for him, because he sees the world in an incredibly different way. And in order for us to be good at being parents, we had to really understand that way. And as I say, because I'm an artist, I came to it from a very kind of creative position where I found that our creative language held so much more depth and interest than any other conversation that I would have with him. The show is about that, but it's also about caring for someone who really needs you and needs you in very specific ways. So the show is just as much about being a carer for someone who needs special help as it is about this beautiful young character who is trying to navigate a very, very complicated world with a whole lot of stuff that she just doesn't understand.
What I love is that the people who are speaking negatively to Juniper say that she's like a robot, and her mind automatically goes to how wonderful that is because robots are wonderful. It just illustrates so beautifully the difference in neurotypical thinking.
She's very literal in the play, so it's this paradox for her. She knows that they're being mean and cruel when they're calling her a robot, and just loves robots. They're really reliable and they're really rational things. So she's stuck and kind of paralysed in this paradox in the centre of it. And the play really enables her to be able to embrace all those things. And right at the heart of it, it actually enables her and releases her to be able to define herself on her own terms. There's a horrible event in the play where she receives this horrible piece of bullying in the form of a letter, and she believes it. And it's this horrible lie about her that she believes because it's this scene of evidence. And through the play and her relationship with the robot, who really is her dad, allows her to completely redefine it for herself in a really positive way.
And so the experience of the robot and the interaction is that real discovery of something shared and loved between her and her father that reflects your journey, really, with your son. The holistically creative design of the show, is that part of that all-embracing experience?
It's really grounded in a whole lot of really real things. The letter in the show is a real letter, not received by my son, but someone in our broader group who had this horrible experience. And it really, you know, got me thinking, well, you know, it's quite possible that my son one day will receive this letter. How would I cope with it? The whole kind of holistic approach is a representation of what goes on in our house. We use whatever we can to do the things that we can as parents. We make things, we do music, we write and do all sorts of extraordinary things to try and broaden our expression in the world and our understanding of the world.
The inclusion of the letter is really important, obviously, not just as a device for the show, but also in terms of really strong message to your audience, to see, I guess, through the production how that is dealt with through your protagonist. That's a really important message to get across, isn't it?
It's a really important message, not just for kids, but, you know, for adults as well, that we kind of get seduced into believing that other people's definition of ourselves are true, because that's what we're experiencing, and it is true for this character. And one of the really difficult things for this play, and I knew I had to try and achieve it right from the beginning, is that I had to transform this letter from this horrible thing in her life, this huge obstacle, into its complete opposite meaning. By the end of the play, she literally has to admit that its meaning is the opposite.
As families are becoming more aware of the autism spectrum, how important is it that families, parents and children get exposed to art that has that conversation and maybe breaks down that experience to better understanding around what that is actually like?
I think it's incredibly important because art has the ability to sink into the gaps, into the grey conversation. I think we live in a world that is very binary and we're attracted to notions of black and white. Whereas, for me, most of the interesting things occur in the grey. And when you talk about autism spectrum, it is a spectrum. There's lots of grey and there's lots of nuance and difference. So the more we're exposed to it through a creative form, as opposed to being preached to or educating or anything like that, will only increase our ability to have empathy for people of all sorts of difference. And in fact, the play, you know, it just uses autism as a window into a conversation for difference. It's not specifically about autism, although Juniper is on the spectrum in the play. But for us, it's actually a way of going, you know what? Every single one of us are different. There's not one of us that's the same. And that's the thing that we need to embrace. I think art for young people is incredibly important because they don't have baggage about what theatre is and what art is and what it should be. So that you're a lot freer to explore that in really incredible ways.
And that was director of Robot Song speaking to The Wire's Sarah Martin there.